right, good afternoon. My name is Jackson Boyd. I'm here with some of my peer students, and this is our new podcast for admitted students to the Willamette MBA program. Guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Emily Anderson.
Dobbin Park.
And Melissa Joe.
Yeah, so I'll start off by telling you guys a little bit about myself. I'm interested in entrepreneurship. So this coming spring, I'm probably going to be taking our professor Stuart Reed's entrepreneurial thinking class that goes along with an angel investing experiential course during the second year. And I'm currently looking at internships with startups for the summer.
Yeah, again, my name's Emily. So I'm looking at concentrating in human resources and entrepreneurship. I'm really interested in the intersection between technology and human resources and how we can use technology to further HR in the for-profit world. So I'll be looking at internships next summer that work with that. What about you, Dobbin?
Well, I'm interested in currently project management, so interested in finance and managerial accounting. Other than that, I'm still looking into what other options there are, and this program has been definitely helping me do that. Lisa?
Yeah, and I am interested in data analysis and operations management. I'm really excited to take a class with our interim dean, Mike Han, next semester for data science, and I'm currently looking for internships at large Fortune 500 companies doing business analytics and operations management.
So today we want to talk to you guys a little bit about why we decided to come to Willamette to get our MBA. There's a lot of schools you could go to, and we all decided to come here, and we're really glad we did that. So we want to talk a little bit about the culture and the experiences just that we've had here.
What's that sound? It's time for the podcast code word. The code word today is Mill Creek. Listen to all three podcasts for a chance to win a great prize. Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Jackson, what brought you to Willamette?
So I left the Peace Corps in May of this year. I knew I wanted to go to grad school, thought I wanted to get an MBA, and what ultimately sold me on Willamette was the connection with public and not-for-profit management. It's, you know, a lot of our MBA students end up doing internships with nonprofits. A lot of them end up doing internships at the Oregon State Government, and it's one of two programs in the country that's accredited for both private and public management.
Yeah, that definitely happened for me too, because one of the really great things about Willamette is that the professors are focused not just on the nonprofit and not just on the for-profit world, but the nonprofit world too, and so that's integrated into the classes. We just had an accounting class the other day, where we learned about nonprofit financial statements and government financial statements, which is something like I hadn't personally looked at before because the last year I was working in the for-profit world.
So, what do you guys think was the one particular quality that sold you on the Willamette MBA program?
The alumni, like the alumni network. I learned about Willamette from two alumni of the school, and to have that much passion for one place, like 26 years after you've graduated, I was like, there's got to be something special about Willamette. There has to be something in the water. It's in the mill stream. It's
for
not
the
ducks.
Yeah. For those that don't know, the mill stream is the little stream that runs through the main campus. And we're pretty proud of our ducks and ducklings that we get every spring.
And brown water, man.
Brown water is one of the really cool like cultural events we have here, where you you float down the mill stream at the end of the year, and professors join us, and all the students get involved. It's really cool because we all just get to hang out and chill sort of after everything that like we did that year.
After all the hard studying we've done.
Exactly.
Work hard, play hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We even have alumni in, you know, internationally, in Korea, China, Europe. So I think that was a very good opportunity, because one of the main focus for myself here in the program is to get a broader perspective on the world. So I can do whatever the world needs I can do. So to have alumni bases everywhere in the world, I think that's one of the key components of what makes an MBA program.
And you were born in South Korea, right?
I was. Yeah, so if I get to go back and be with my family, then I'll be able to connect with those alumni. So I think it's a great opportunity for me because now I have more options to where I can connect with my alumni.
I really think one of my favorite things about Willamette so far and why I, you know, came here besides our alumni network has been the culture. Just coming on campus, it's a very big collaborative culture, which is great because you don't want to feel like your classmates are your enemies. Like, you have to, like, tear them down to get higher. Y'all have any insights on that?
If someone makes a great schedule for assignments, you know, they'll share it with the whole cohort. If they create a file with all the articles, you know, they'll share it with the cohort. And I thought that was very collaborative and very helpful as a cohort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was surprising, but I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's really big on if one person succeeds, we all succeed together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think grad school is going to be hard no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well go somewhere where you feel like if I'm having a hard time, other people will pick me up and help me along that way, you know? Like, that's one of the main reasons I came here is because when I met students, I thought these are people that I would want to hang out with. More so anything about the content of the classes, because I mean, we all know that you can go a lot of places,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, get the content. You can sometimes read books and get the content, but having, like, that student connection and, like, being able to, like, hang out on the weekends and stuff with people, it's really valuable.
Recently, we just started up our PACE projects. So PACE is an acronym. It stands for Practical Applications for Careers and Enterprises. And basically, our PACE projects, we are organized into groups of five or six people, and we get assigned a local nonprofit to work with. It is a challenge, but we are really learning how to develop those collaborative team working skills that are going to be so useful in our careers.
I do like that PACE is more like a consulting project and less of a here's something to do just to do. These applications that we're creating and these solutions we're coming up with can really help these nonprofits going forward, and hopefully will help with some sustainable change.
We work hard. Everybody knows that's in the program. But we also play hard. There are pretty consistent social outings. A couple weeks ago, we went and played mini golf together, and it got a little competitive, but in a fun way.
No broken golf clubs.
No broken.
We didn't really expect a whole bunch of grad students to get together and not compete a little bit.
I mean.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're not first, you're last. So one of our first experiences here at Willamette was a bonding experience at a ropes course. So we kind of broke off into small teams and did these different challenges. They had like what they would call the low ropes course. So you were only about like a couple inches to maybe a foot max off the ground to scaling a tree. And it was a lot of fun. You got to really think creatively because you had to work on each other, like, work with your teammates and kind of depend on one another to not like fall. And there was like rolling logs and there was like climbing through tires. And it was actually a great time. We all left. We were exhausted, about to pass out in the bus, but like we felt a lot stronger as a cohort.
Yeah, there's one called the flying squirrel where they put you they put you in a harness and then your whole team pulls the rope and you go flying. And, like, for one, it's really fun, but it's also, I mean, you got to really trust your teammates and stuff, and that was kind of the purpose of it.
We really launched you.
Yeah, I really went flying. That was awesome, you know? Like,
every Thursday, we do a thing called TNM, Thursday Night Out. So every Thursday, we have a social chair that picks a spot. He is very willing to take recommendations. And we will go to establishments and have a night out together. Sometimes it's mini golf, sometimes it's karaoke. It really depends on what we're feeling like doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's really about what the cohort wants to get together and do. And it's been very successful. We've had a lot of people turn up, had some really good memories. Some of our professors will come out and play some games with us and talk to us outside of class settings. So those are really cool experiences too. I mean, that's just a big thing from compared to my undergrad experience and here,
yeah.
is that you get to just socialize and hang out with your professors and your cohort like never before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready.
Yeah, so one of the really cool things about being at Willamette too, and one of the reasons I chose it, is because it is a smaller program. You work with pretty much everyone in your cohort. We have, I think, just under 60 people right now in the first years. And so it's pretty much impossible not to get to know everybody, especially with the amount of like group projects we have and extracurriculars and doing some of the fun events we talked about. We can really, like, you just get to know everybody and you get to know the professors too.
Honestly, completely unbiased opinion. We have world-class professors. They are all really, really smart and established in their fields. And what comes along with having a small program and world-class professors is you, as a student, have a lot of access to those world-class professors. So if I am reading about, for example, I was reading about Donald Trump's new trade war with China, and I wanted to go talk with our economics professor about it, and it was really interesting to be able to get some insight from his perspective on what was going on in the news. So, you know, for me it was not directly related to my studies, but it was just an opportunity to pursue my curiosity, which was cool.
I think that's an example of the sort of flexibility in the program that they have here. We have concentrations, but you don't have to ever declare your concentration. You can take the classes that you want to take and sort of tailor your own education to what fits best for you. That's, I think, like a huge benefit of it, and the benefit of our program's 2 years, so you have more of a chance to get to know people, but also to take more classes than you might if the program was shorter.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I think it'd be great to go back and talk about Brownwater really quickly, because that's a really fun event that everybody's looking forward to at the end of the year.
So Brownwater is an annual tradition here at Atkinson. So Emily mentioned that you have this water floating event down the Mill Stream that goes across the whole campus and between the law building and ours. So Brownwater actually has more aspects to it. Part of it is casino night. So we'll get together at a location outside the school. It could sometimes it's the local heritage center or another venue of that type, maybe a ballroom, where our staff and faculty will be our dealers and we'll play casino games that night. Another event will be the annual golf tournament where you can compete against your cohort and faculty who wants to join us. I think there are a couple other things that go on for Brownwater, but those are the main three events that happen. I think it's a pretty exciting event that everyone looks forward to. I've heard nothing bad about it. So I'm looking forward to experiencing it myself. We're in the process of currently planning, so look forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah, floating down the Mill Stream is a tradition as old as time.
Exactly.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Woomba podcast. Tune in next time to listen to leadership opportunities here at Atkinson.